we get things underway this hour by welcoming into the program, well, another good friend of ours from Tiller and Rye in Brewer. It's Sarah Morneau. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Rich.
How are you this beautiful snowy winter's day?
Holy cow, what happened? Like, winter is here.
It is. It's what, you know what? Can't we use a white Christmas this year of all years?
Yeah, as long as it goes away right after.
Oh, right. I want it gone by sunset on Christmas Day. But.
Yeah. I thought this was supposed to blow right by us or something.
Yeah, well, look, we got it better than most. Massachusetts, they got a couple of feet in some places.
Oh. All right. Things to be grateful for. That is the theme of 2020. So let's add that to the list.
It is indeed. Well, you know, one of the things we're grateful for is Tiller and Rye, and you guys have been doing it right since this whole thing got started back in March, and offering safe ways for your folks and for people to get what they need from Maine producers, and a lot of cool things going on. And yes, you've got the great food items, but you've got some great ideas and some great gifts for the holidays as well. I need to know more about the tree in a bag, Sarah.
Yeah, that's really cute. You know, grow your own Christmas tree. That was one of the fun things that we just brought in. That was really just like a neat gift idea.
And I was looking at the pictures with my little guy, Graham, and he was intrigued by unicorn tea.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? Yeah, that's from mainly elderberry. You make the tea and it starts off purple, and then you add lemon and it turns pink. You're a teacher. I mean, going back to chemistry, what a cute little idea for people. It's been really popular.
Yeah, that looks great. And I was in the other day, and I don't have any yet. I need to correct this missing part of my life. I need to get some Tiller and Rye swag because you've got a lot of great stuff there.
We have fun with it. W.S. Emerson Company in Brewer is great about creating fun apparel for us with cute little sayings on it. We love it.
It's wonderful. So what else is going on for the holiday season at Tiller and Rye?
Well, we're really focused on local, and I thought it would be kind of neat tonight to talk about the local companies who also source locally. I know you have Tim Bissell on all the time from Bandon Brewing. Bandon's one of those companies that's just so great about sourcing. They source Maine-grown malts. They source local yeast, local blueberries. They've partnered with Speckled Axe Coffee. Allagash Brewing Company, another awesome one. They have 16 counties. So for that beer, they take an ingredient from all of the 16 counties and then donate a portion back to Maine farmers. I can go on and on, so I'll just name a few more.
Yeah.
Ice cream, totally awesome at sourcing locally. Ray's Mustard, of course, known for doing things with Atlantic Brewing Company, Sea Dog Brewing Company, Gagan's. W.A. Bean also goes with Gagan's. A really fun gift this year is the Farm Market Collection from Ragged Coast Chocolate. That is an award-winning collection, and they also source for locally for each of their little perfect chocolates. If you get a chance, you should Google them and check out these collections because they are absolutely stunning. Every little bit of these chocolates is absolutely amazing.
You know, we took advantage of one the other day, picked up, because I love them, they're so good, some of the wonderful cheese curd from Pineland Farms.
Oh, love that stuff. I mean, does anyone make poutine around here? That is what you want to make your poutine
oh,
with.
Oh, yes.
Poutine? I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce that.
I can't pronounce it properly because my mouth's always full when I try to say it.
That's really cute. I asked the staff tonight because I was like, pop question, you know, what companies source from other local companies? And I just wanted to see, and they came up with stuff that I hadn't even thought of. So Maine Chris Company, they source from Maine Grains and from Bouchard Family Farm. And then apparently we have a local miso, and I'm really embarrassed that I didn't know that in the store we had a local miso who sources from Maine Sea Salt, Go In Miso, and they also grow their own soybeans right here in the state. There's so many great, like, local, supporting local. I know that we're beating this stance to the head right now, but it's really so important to try to, you know, support our community and keep our friends and family in this economy that's a little scary right now and is going to become even more daunting as we head into 2021.
Yeah, it is. But you know, at least it feels like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, that we've got, you know, some kind of a time frame that we can look at and say things are going to begin to get better, and you know, down the road, X number of months, we can see putting this behind us and beginning to get back to normal.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm so grateful for that sentiment. I think, you know, a lot of us are feeling that hope right now. That is, we need it. I mean, we need this hope. I was listening to, Brene Brown, podcast.
No.
She's fabulous, but she talked about basically where it's, okay, so it sounds a little self-help. I know those of you out there are kind of like, ew, self-help, come on. But it's really just a practical one, and she considers what we're in right now is basically day two. Like, this is the hard part. And then we get to the other end, and hopefully, you know, there's a rainbow. That sounds really self-help, but just great thoughts to just remind ourselves that this will be a thing of the past soon.
There's no question about that. Yeah. Hey, we always talk about this, but you have such a wonderful selection of coffee from Maine Coffee Roasters there. And I've been enjoying the Tiller and Rye blend, but then I also love the coffee because I like to get the whole bean coffee too. And Coffee Hound has got some great, great coffee.
Oh, yes. I love that our customers are all very, like, we have a lot of coffee snobs, and I am so grateful to you coffee snobs out there. I learn a lot every day, but I love hearing people's descriptions of the flavors and the tasting notes of coffees and what they have deemed now to be their favorite, which occasionally changes. I'm not going to lie. Like, one week it's Coffee Hound, the next week it's Farmhouse Roasters, and it's Speckled Axe. But, I mean, those opinions are pretty strong.
Yeah, what I love now is when I'm in, I just like to pick up a different roaster every time and give them a try and see what they've got. And knowing that they're roasted right here in the Pine Tree State makes it taste that much better.
And fair trade and organic. And right now we have some amazing winter blends. So Coffee by Design has a Jingle Java and Frosty's Favorite, I think, is one of them.
Oh, yes, I love that. That's great.
44 North put out a Winter Solstice. Unrest Coffee has a Winter Harbor blend, and they are all delicious, you know, with all of those, like, warm, comforting, nutmeggy, cinnamon flavors, a little chocolate. I can't believe I've learned this much about coffee.
Hey, we're talking with Sarah, by the way, from Tiller and Rye. I've been also looking at the soups, and I can't sneak out at lunchtime all that easily. I have a shorter lunch break at school, but man, some of those soups that you have had look absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, they're so great. Justin made one the other day that was a mushroom and brie potage. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but really a French-based soup.
Ooh.
All those wonderful, comforting flavors. I mean, you have to like mushrooms to, you know, really enjoy it. But if you like mushrooms, it's to die for.
Well, and, you know, if you don't know what to get for the people you love, well, first of all, what's wrong with you? You should know that. But maybe it's not someone you love. Maybe it's just a friend, an acquaintance, a coworker. You can't possibly go wrong with a Tiller and Rye gift card.
Exactly. Who doesn't love food?
I don't want to know those people.
We also have, okay, so I have to throw in one more thing.
Yeah.
We also were, I shouldn't say lucky enough, we have these commemorative 2020 sparkling bottles coming into the store right now. They are from La Marca, and everybody, you know, is going to recognize the La Marca, but these ones are specific to us, and they have sayings like, see ya 2020, you know, I'll drink to that. They have just funny commemorative sayings, you know, wishing away this past year and looking forward to the new one. So that's a fun gift idea that I think people might enjoy.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I don't go out much. It's basically work and then a few places that I feel safe going into. And I always feel so safe because you're the people who work with you there at Tiller and Rye. Your crew is so great. And, you know, the customers who go there, people are always doing the right thing. Even before it was a mandate, people were wearing masks. They were being courteous. They were keeping their distance. And it just feels comforting to go into Tiller and Rye and get these amazing Maine products and know you're doing so in a safe environment.
Thank you. We are so committed to that. The staff and the customers have truly been amazing. So we feel really fortunate to be in the position that we're in, especially, you know, hearing horror stories about people getting hit by cars and people going into places with chainsaws.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy times. Is Sam ready for Christmas?
Yes, yes. He is obsessed with the Polar Express right now, so that's his knowledge of Christmas.
That's plenty right there. Well, that's wonderful. Sarah, we appreciate you checking in with us. As always, some wonderful ideas and great ways to support Maine companies who support other Maine companies along the way, and you can find it all at Tiller and Rye right there on the corner of Maine and Wilson Street in Brewer. If I don't see it before next week, hope you have an absolutely wonderful Christmas.
Oh, you as well. And to all of you out there, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Hanukkah.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sarah. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sarah Morneau, Tiller and Rye, and Brewer checking in with us on Downtown.